72, Stephen Polcari talking to Alan Weller at the University of Illinois. No, I would actually like to talk about everything from the beginnings of art history and your beginnings up and through the festivals and onward. First, something of your background. Tell me about your family.
No.
And how you got interested in art as a young man.
Well, I grew up in and around the University of Chicago. My father was a professor of geology there, and I started in kindergarten at the University of Chicago, and ended up eventually with a PhD. Although I did spend 2 very important years as a graduate student at Princeton University in 1927 to 29, and
in art history.
Oh, yeah, sure. And I, there I got an MFA. At that time at Princeton, the great figure was Charles Rufus Maury, who was the great figure from the point of view of medieval art. And he had never taken, he'd never bothered to take a PhD degree himself. And he was so choosy about it that I don't think they'd given a degree for years. They did institute the MFA, which at Princeton was a history course. What it was really was everything for the PhD except the thesis, which you were supposed to produce at the end of a long lifetime, so on.
But you're saying that there was an art history, an established art history program here in America leading to a doctorate in the 20s.
Yeah.
There was one, and Princeton was one of those rare places, I think.
That's correct.
Right, a very old department.
But ordinarily, people have thought of the MFA as a studio degree.
Yes.
Whereas it was initiated for a very different purpose, actually. Well,
When did you learn that you were really interested in art? You say kindergarten. Is that your drawing? And
yeah, sure. That was fun. And as a matter of fact, I started going to summer art classes at the Art Institute in 1916. And I happen to remember that at actual date definitely. And these were basic design courses, but they were very important to me. And I was tremendously impressed. I have vivid mental pictures of the Art Institute as it was at that time. It was a totally different kind of an institution. The whole lower level was made up of a great series of castes. This is the period in which almost all museums started out with collections of plaster casts, and we had, you know, the Nike of Samothrace and the principal works of Michelangelo and so on. And then in Goodspeed Hall was what Taft had so greatly admired during his student years in Paris, the Trocadero, which we had full-scale models, plaster casts, of the Gattamelata and the Colleone and numerous Gothic, you know, Ilaria del Carrete.